I'm Maggie Takuda Hall, and my book report is on The Secret History by Donna Tartt. It would be a murder mystery, except for that you know who did it from the first page and who's died. It's really about figuring out why, and it's about a group of classic students in a college in upstate Vermont. The first time I read it, the thing that struck me was that the characters were so three-dimensional that they actually felt like people I knew. And when the book was over, I had that feeling of like summer camp being over, like all these people I'd become friends with, these murderers, were not a part of my life anymore. I think I caught it at exactly the right moment in my life. I was in college, and I read it my first semester sophomore year, and then after that I reread it every semester and every semester of grad school as well, just once through, and I've always found something new. Like, I think her craft is immaculate, and so every time I would sit down to read this book, something I had never thought of before would become apparent. So this is super early in the novel, and these six classic students are sitting down with this professor who has a very profound effect on them, and it basically sets up a philosophy that the way that they hear it allows them to make the choices that lead to the murder. And they're talking about Aristotle, I guess, is the other thing. And I believe Aristotle is correct. After all, what are the scenes in poetry graven in our memories, the ones that we love the most? Precisely these. The murder of Agamemnon and the wrath of Achilles. Dido on the funeral pyre. The daggers of the traitors in Caesar's blood. Remember how Suetonius describes his body being borne away on the litter with one arm hanging down? Death is the mother of beauty, said Henry. And what is beauty? Terror. Well said, said Julian. Beauty is rarely soft or consolatory. Quite contrary, genuine beauty is always quite alarming. Somebody who's not necessarily listening to this as a as like the end-all be-all of truth, just hears something that's, I think, kind of a profound commentary on life. I think that the reason that so many people enjoy this book is that it's incredibly intelligent while still being really entertaining. This is the perfect book to pull you out of a reading slump. Like, if you've been having a hard time, you're floating from book to book and nothing is really sucking you in, this is the easy one that you can pick up and, you know, for a week or 2 weeks or however long it takes to read you, you'll be completely absorbed in this, like, incredibly atmospheric book. Plus, there's murder and kissing, so it's got all the good stuff.